Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Good Wednesday morning. This is Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson producing. Preds lose last night 2-1 to the Jets. We will talk to Adam Vingan coming up in about 30 minutes from now, so don't go anywhere. But college basketball up and running, and it's a much bigger part of our calendar now, and that's a part of that excitement is one of the better rivalries in this area and in all of college basketball. Belmont at Lipscomb tonight, 6:30, Allen Arena, and Belmont head basketball coach Casey Alexander joining us here on the program. Coach, first of all, how are you? And I'm hopeful that you did not listen to our radio program last segment.
Good morning. I'm doing well, and I did not listen to your radio program.
For the first time, I'm happy to hear a coach say that. Obviously, listen, you guys didn't get out to the start you wanted to. You lose in game one, but how have you seen your team respond now at sitting at 3-1 after just four games?
Yeah, well, first of all, I wasn't too disappointed with the loss at Illinois State. We played well for the most part, but just couldn't find a way to finish it. And then since then, I think we've played really well. I mean, we've had significant margins, Samford at Boston College and High Point. I think we've played pretty well on both ends of the floor. So I feel okay about our team. Got plenty of work left to do, though.
Now, I mean, obviously this game coming up, what does it mean to you as a coach? Is it any added, not necessarily pressure, but any added excitement for you or for the team? Or is it just, hey, listen, we got a long season, and this is just one of many games we got to play?
If it can be, it's both of those things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that Lipscomb-Belmont doesn't, you know, have a little bit more meaning to it than a lot of games that we play as far as fan interest and, you know, and what both schools want and former players and me having coached at both places. I mean, that's human nature that it's going to feel a little different. But at the same time, the coaching part of me is, you know, how can we best prepare ourselves to go play tonight? What do we need to do to win tonight? And 100% when the game starts, I won't care where we are, who we're playing, or what the history says.
Which is, of course, the 145th meeting between Lipscomb and Belmont. If you can get out there, starts at 6:30 tonight. Absolutely one of the best games of basketball you will see at any point during the calendar year in this city. Although I got to remind you, Coach, and I'm sure you know this, Lipscomb does lead the series 75-69 overall. So, and you've been a part of both of those, obviously, on both sides. What are those feelings? I mean, I feel like I've asked you this now three or four different times of the year since you got the job, that there's going to be emotion involved. You know all those kids, both post-game when you have a chance to talk to some of those kids and pre-game walking into an arena that you used to coach at. What are the emotions you expect to feel, and how do you control it?
Yeah, it'll be difficult. I mean, I'll be completely honest. I mean, those guys that are on that team, literally every single one of them, with the exception of one, you know, came there under our leadership and have relationships with and had, you know, significant dreams for all of them. And so to now be on the other side and trying to beat them and figuring out a way to win a game is difficult. I have a lot of friends there. I have a lot of people that I will look forward to seeing tonight. You know, so all the stuff pregame will probably be tougher than afterwards. Afterwards, I'm sure I'll be just be glad that it's over. Hopefully I'll be glad that it's over after we win.
Absolutely. Now, Coach, you just said something interesting. I was going to go in one direction, but now I kind of called audible. You've said that the kids that are there, majority of the kids that are there are kids that you coach, that you help recruit, that you brought in. Is that an added advantage for you as a coach and for your coaching staff? Because you know their strengths, you know their weaknesses. You look at the last three games, they've lost the last three games, all but one of them. They've been close games, yeah. I think by a point or 3 points. Is it an added advantage for you and your coaching staff that you're able to recruit these kids so you know the weaknesses and the strengths of them?
Maybe by a smidgen, maybe. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, it doesn't really matter what I know about them. It matters what our players know about them. Mm-hmm. And so how much of that I can relay to them is what coaching is all about. And so, yeah, from a personnel perspective, yeah, we probably have an advantage. But from an X's and O's perspective, they do. Roger Eastrom, who is my associate head coach and I was with for 20 years or so is still on their staff. And so when you look at what we're trying to do offensively, they've got the full picture. When you look at what we're trying to do defensively, they've got the full picture, where we do not. You know, Lenny brings a new system, a new style, and so we're grabbing at straws a little bit on our end.
Your leading scorer, Adam Kunkel, at 22.5 per game, shooting 53% from behind the arc, which it feels like it's channeling your former mentor there pretty clearly. Better three-point shooter than he is a two-point shooter. 9 minutes per game last year. Now he's up to 25 and scoring 22.5. What have you seen out of the sophomore in terms of growth?
Gosh, the numbers speak for themselves. You know, he really, I'll say this, he tried to do too much all summer. And then when he just kind of slowed down and let it come to him a little bit, we could see 3 or 4 weeks ago as we were well into preseason practice, you know, that he was going to be a significant scorer for us. In our scrimmage games, he played really well, and then he got off to a great start at Illinois State, you know, and then kind of the rest is history. Now, will he be able to keep up this pace, you know, for 30-whatever games? You know, that's not very likely, but he came in with good credentials. He didn't get that much of an opportunity last year with Dylan and Kevin here, and you know, now he's just kind of picked up and become who we all thought he would be, honestly.
Now, getting back to the schematics, the X's and O's, and obviously you said because of your time there and now the one of the assistant coaches still being there, from a schematic standpoint, that is sort of an advantage for them. So with that being said, do you as a coach, because I see it a lot in football when one coach or one player goes from one team to another within the season, coaches tend to change things up a little bit, the calls, the signals a little bit, just so the other guy on the other side don't get a beat on them. Is there anything that you do from a coaching and X's and O's standpoint? Or maybe you just don't want to tell us because you don't want to give that advantage to them.
So. Whatever we do would be so minimal that it would, I mean, it probably wouldn't have an effect. We may have an action or two that they haven't seen. We may have a call or two that they haven't seen, but we're not going to restructure everything we've done for 6 months, you know, so that we can go play Lipscomb tonight. And basketball is such a game. I mean, it's so fast paced. You know, it's not like we can, you know, determine our coverage, you know, based on what their formation is. So we just got to go out there and play.
Well, Coach, obviously wishing you guys the best of luck. It's always a great game. It's a uniquely Nashville event every year. And go check it out, 6:30 tonight at Lipscomb, Belmont and Lipscomb. Casey Alexander's been on both sides of it and should be an extremely entertaining and emotional evening. We do appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
absolutely. They've got a fascinating team. I mean, they've got a Rajon Rondo point guard in Grayson Murphy who's got, you know, 3.5 steals, 5.5 assists per game. He sort of goes like 8-8-5 every day with like 3 steals. Then you've got a pure Belmonte outside shooter. Then you've got a stretch four who likes to also shoot the three. You could also be a center and a big man in a like they just got a really fun team. So it's gonna be fun to watch. And the Battle of the Boulevard. If you've not had a chance to get to that game, you've got to go check that game out. So always appreciate talking with Coach Adam Vingan coming up in about 15 minutes from now. The Preds lose last night, and we'll get into our thoughts on what we saw from the 2-1 loss to the Nashville Predators last night as the Winnipeg Jets come in here and win their 5th consecutive road game. The Preds now losers of 7 out of 8. 6th place in the division. What do we make of last night? And we'll talk with Adam Vingan as well. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.